Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. And know that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. With gladness of spirit, we have in mind in these hours and days and weeks the graduates coming soon to commencement, our students. We think of them gathering up the memories of the last 4 years all together. 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. We think of their progress in learning and virtue and in piety and are grateful. We honor, especially those graduating this year who commence. Shakespeare said there are six stages in life. Well, we move through them one by one. We are thinking of them as they commence. We're thinking of them and try and apply to ourselves also the hope that we are living in the world, but in the world for the world, living in the world and for the world. As the founding of this great institution, Boston University in 1839, was meant to show and to share and to shadow. Founded by the religious movement led by Mr. John Wesley, this was the first of 128 schools and colleges across the country and the oldest school of theology and Methodism anywhere. And Mr. Wesley reminded us, his emphasis was on the transformation of the world around us. Do all the good you can, at all the times you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can, do all the good you can. But he kept things short and simple, and he gave us graces for each hour of the day and each meal in the day. You'll know them, or some will know some of them. Here's one for the morning hour. It's fit to be used pretty much every morning of the day, week, month, year in life, if you'd like. The words are simple, and that is significant. The language is universal, and that is significant. The tone is thankful, and that is significant. And the phrasing is memorable, and that is significant. Gracious giver of all good, thee we thank for rest and food. Grant that all we do or say in thy service be this day. We are thinking of our students this morning. We're thinking of the Gospel of John this morning and just how different it is. Neither in church nor in academia have we yet allowed the fourth gospel to be as utterly different as it is. It's a cousin to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but it's a second or third, once removed cousin. It's barely there. Notice across the gospel, you know from experience in listening that it's just an odd and different piece. John is very different. Not a parable here, John is very different. Not a Last Supper here, John is very different. All stretched across seven signs, miracles, John is very different. And where did all these people come from? We don't hear about them. Nicodemus and Lazarus and Thomas and the beloved disciple, and where did they come from? Oh, John is different, and a reminder to us of the blessedness of difference and diversity. In the summer, I took our six grandchildren up the back hill, just less than an hour, less than an acre, less, doesn't take anywhere near an hour to walk around it. And I showed them in a moment 10 different trees, different kinds of trees, birch and beech and apple and all the way along, each just slightly different. We have everything to celebrate, nothing to defend, and everything to share when it comes to difference, because it's rooted in the scripture, especially in the Gospel of John. And what holds John together? Well, you heard it this morning. John 14 is about relationship. Real and lasting things in life ever involve relationship. Think for a moment of the relationships most important to you. Think whether some of them have been frayed, say, changed, say, modified, say, in COVID and COVID and after COVID, and may need a little stitching, a little mending together. The Gospel of John, different, celebrates with us and for us the power of relationship. We're thinking in terms of relationship also of Marsh Chapel, this wonderful community which shares itself with the life of the larger community. We have some seldom spoken but very regular jobs to do, tasks to perform, things that we offer here, including, we hope, every Sunday, every 7 days, whatever grace and excellence we can provide near and far, yes, including leadership and participation in ceremonies and traditions, including this month, baccalaureate and commencement, later matriculation, lessons and carols, Martin Luther King, and on. Including when there is a loss, community, faculty, staff, administrators, graduate students, providing whatever we can offer to, yes, rejoice with those who rejoice, but to weep with those who weep. And likewise, over time, to give guidance to the couple dozen religious life communities on this campus. And to do so, maybe this is the hardest to say, but most important to name, with a way of reminding ourselves of who we are, what Boston University was and is and will be, different from Boston College or Tufts or Northeastern or Harvard or any number of others. That's our identity, our history, our birth, our upbringing. We are celebrating the work we're going to do into the future in academic influence through the pulpit and research through the Bach experience, in globality, in diversity, in community, in our ministry through our chaplaincies. We're part of the community bringing an influence, and that depends on us, both those present and on those listening. And we're going to celebrate in the not too distant future our 75th anniversary. Sometime in the year 2025, we're going to be moving toward a future that we hope includes the completion or enhancement of the deanship itself, that includes full access and participation through the week and on Sundays for students, that includes touches of many tens of thousands through the week in various ways and various forms of communication, that guides us into a future that includes something for all of religious life together, perhaps a religious life day near Earth Day. We started already and have for many years an Earth Sunday. And then the ever-present needs of infrastructure, rooms and access and organ and all. We have wonderful work to do together, and what a privilege and what a joy. We're thinking this morning, this May 7th of Marsh Chapel, we're thinking too of the baptisms that will take place right here following our benediction and our greeting. Those of you who would like to stay, can bring a Methodist hymnal up with you and sit for a moment. We have 4 children to be baptized. You know, COVID paused some things. People had to wait a little bit. And here they are, parents taking care of and responsibility for children, community, congregation taking responsibility for parents. And over time, we hope and trust a transformed culture taking care of community and parents and children, including an avoidance of gun violence, which even this morning, we have family in Dallas, we have members who are from Dallas, and we're watching a gun violence sweep this country when, just to name one change, background checks across the country, we can make a difference here. We're thinking this morning of those who are going to be baptized and what kind of world they're going into. There's a document from the second century called Didache. It means teaching. It's a third cousin of John and Matthew. It's one of the earliest statements of what it means to be a Christian, and teaching about Eucharist, our sacrament today, and teaching about baptism, our sacrament later on, and reminding us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you love those who love you, what reward have you? Even sinners do the same. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, and so you will be children of the Most High, who is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. What a privilege and what a happiness to celebrate baptism together this Lord's Day. And we're thinking also of resurrection and this season of resurrection, this Easter tide. Resurrection is more than resuscitation. Resurrection is God's beachhead of engagement and involvement in the world around us. Resurrection is the birth of the new creation, the community of the life of the church, built on preaching and sacrament. Sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. This is the fullness of resurrection, which, if nothing else, means there's a freedom and a necessity to take responsibility. Jesus, in chapter 14 of the Gospel of John, is saying, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am you may be also, that I may take you to myself. The grasp and the embrace and the power and the gift of freedom in the risen Christ is the marrow and the meaning of the resurrection. So we have on our mind, coming forward to the Lord's table, all manner of challenges and hopes, plans and needs, and they keep us on the straight and narrow themselves. We're grateful for all that we have received, and as we did in COVID, we remember to guide ourselves by the Pauline 13. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, never lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality, let us pray. Grant us, we ask, your mercy and peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen.